Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 18 up to 31. Johannesburg, 17, 30. Polokwane, 18 up to 29 degrees.
Op die paaie, stadig in four ways op die N1 Suid op pad na die Winnie Mandela Rylaan afrit. And you can expect slow-moving traffic in Bedford View on the N3 South as you head towards Van Buren Road.
In your sport headlines, David Britt scores late to down the Aussies as the Blitzbox end day one unbeaten. And Novak Djokovic exits Melbourne as Jannik Sinner sets up his very final.
We start in the courts. The Johannesburg High Court postponed the bail application by corruption accused Michael Lomas to 29 January for further hearing. The state is opposing bail for Lomas. He's one of 12 suspects facing over 40 counts of corruption. It's linked to 1.4 billion rand, which was meant for the upgrade of Eskom's Kusile power station in Mpumalanga between 2014 and 2017. He's a spokesperson for the Independent Directorate Against Corruption, Henry Mamotsamo.
In his bid to avoid extradition from the United Kingdom, he sourced the services of a private psychiatrist who provided a report that Lomas was suicidal and therefore he shouldn't be extradited.
In other news, the ANC Youth League president, Colin Malachi, has accused mining shareholders of being the real Zama Zamas benefiting from illegal mining operations.
They don't want to pay tax, they don't want to pay employees their minimum wage or their wages. They pretend that the mine is closed down, is finished. Then tomorrow, they employ illegal foreigners, they call them Zamazamas, to go and mine there.
He was addressing a picket outside the Mineral Council in Rosebank against unemployment. The CEO of the council, Mzile Mtenjane, has promised to respond to the Youth League's demands within 14 days. And the Gauteng Department of Education has launched an investigation to a stabbing incident at the Alex High School in Alexandra. Three pupils have been hospitalized following a fight at the school. It's probably related to gang violence, and one of the pupils was stabbed in the upper body. He's reported to be in a critical condition in hospital. Here's the spokesperson for the education department in Gauteng, Steve Mabona.
We are investigating circumstances surrounding this incident, where we will take necessary action against all those that will be implicated. We are working tirelessly to make sure that the law enforcement agency also investigate this with our cooperation.
And finally, the director of the Oscar-nominated short film The Last Ranger wants this story to be a wake-up call on the reality of rhino poaching in South Africa. Director Cindy Lee spoke to our sister radio ECR on responses in Los Angeles after her film screened there.
Afterwards, they all came to me and they said they had no idea. They had no idea this was happening to rhinos, let alone how many rhinos were being killed and how many rangers were being killed. They just had no idea. So what we do now, so many more people get to see our story, and hopefully we can do something to stop this.
So The Last Ranger is based on the true story of Tandi the rhino, who became the first ever rhino to survive a poaching attack. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
2 hours ago, I told the truth. Oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your pants. I'm by the gate. Now you go alone. Charm all the people you train for, you mean well but aim low. And I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid. That's just the way